Philip Semper, PhD surgeon here. Today's date is 12/05/2024. Dictation is for Crystal Barrientos. Barrientos spells B-A-R-R-I-E-N-T-O-S. Crystal spells C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Date of birth is 04/02/1993. This is a 31-year-old female here with pain to her right index finger. Next paragraph, patient denies direct trauma. She said she had a hangnail and was pulling on it. And a few days later, she noticed swelling, redness, and increased pain. She described pain as sharp, rated pain as 8/10, worse with touch and motion. Said pain is located in the lateral surface of her nails, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 114/77. Pulse 70, respiration 18, temperature 98.6, PNS paragraph, index finger, periungual edema, there is fluctuance on the right, on the lateral surface, there is scant discharge of pus, the site blanches to palpation, period. She has full range of motion of DIPJ, cap refill less than 2 seconds, sensation is normal. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Pre-next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Pre-next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, bilirubin, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Pre-next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding. Pre-next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Pre-next paragraph, extremities, except index finger, right hand, full range of motion, no restriction, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is paronychia, right index finger. Assessment number 2 is finger pain, right index finger. Assessment number 3 is cellulitis, right index finger. Period. Next paragraph. Procedure. Open parentheses, incisional drainage, close parentheses. Procedure was explained to patient as to what is entailed in IND or paronychia. She says she understands and asks questions. I answer her questions and give verbal permission for me to proceed. Period. Next line. Finger was soaked in warm water and betadine. Next line. Site was spat dry and clean with betadine. Next line, number 3 milliliters of lidocaine was injected around her digit. No epinephrine was involved. Next line, after anesthesia was achieved, the site was again cleaned with betadine. Next line, a number 11 blade was used. Generous incision was made in the lateral surface and pus was evacuated. Patient reports improvement in terms of the pulsating pain she was experiencing. Said after the pulse came out, she felt much better. Next paragraph, the site was then cleaned and covered with triple antibiotics, secured with 4x4 and a Coban. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. Next line, she was strongly encouraged to do self-dressing on a daily basis, to come back to the clinic in 3 days or so. If she noticed evidence of infection, infection was explained to patient what to look for. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with Ceftra DS, 1 PO BID and Mobic, a 15 milligrams, 1 PO every morning, PRN for pain. The patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if pain increases or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.